Welcome, Sarah. It's so good to have you here to describe what's happening with the art department's auction coming up.
Well, we have the annual art auction. It used to be called the holiday auction, but then the faculty thought about it, and we decided that people are more likely to buy art for themselves than they are as presents for other people because art is so personal. While there are some things that would make great gifts, there's going to be some metalsmithing work from metalsmithing students, and of course, we're hoping to have a beautiful piece from Jeannie Beaver. There will also be probably a number of handmade books from bookmaking classes, and our new faculty member in wood, Sarah Martin, gave a bandsaw box as a project for her intro class, so we're hoping to have a few bandsaw boxes for sale as well. So we will have some little gifty type things, but we're hoping to have some really beautiful pieces of art as well to hang on your wall.
I'm recalling a long ago art auction where there were tie-dyed briefs.
Great! I think one of my intro students this morning told me that she's going to be bringing some hats with ears. For those of you who need to have a hat with some kind of animal ears on it, she's making some of those for the auction. So you never know what's going to be in the auction.
The auction's usually in Clara Eagle Gallery and draws a pretty big crowd.
It drew a very good crowd last year, so we're hoping that it will draw a good crowd this year. Kayla Dunn will be performing, so that's a little added benefit. She's going to be playing flute duets with a former student. The auction begins at 6 in the Clara Eagle Gallery, which is on the 6th floor of Price Doyle Fine Arts Building. Kayla will be playing probably for the first hour while people mill around. There's going to be great food. My husband is going to be making some of the food.
Oh, so it will be, in fact, great. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And Jeannie Beaver is in charge of the food, and she always makes sure that there's a great spread. So there'll be yummy food and lovely music while people can walk around and see what kinds of things are in the silent auction, bid on the silent auction, and also check out the live auction, where we have at present a painting by Sandy Sasso and a beautiful platter by Wayne Bates, which you may have seen on the poster. Other faculty will also be donating things. And Colonel Justin Roberts is donating a chair again this year, a willow chair. The art auction, right now we have a Facebook page, and as things come in, I will be posting images on the Facebook page, so you can go there and look for items that you might be interested in.
What's the name of the page?
I believe it's just MSU Art Auction.
Who's your auctioneer?
Greg Reynolds, who's been our auctioneer for the past few years, and he's great. He donates his time, which is really lovely. He's a professional auctioneer, so it's a lot of auctioneering language, which is fun, and he does a great job for us.
And he also understands and honors the proceeds going to scholarships.
Yes, and the art auction is our primary means of raising money in the department for student scholarships, so we depend heavily on the proceeds from the auction. I don't know if it's luck or if it's that people know that there's some really nice work to be had, but we've always done very well out of the auction. We've been able to give a lot of scholarship money to students, and we hope that that tradition continues this year.
The organization and execution of the auction is also heavily weighted in student participation, and it seems to me it, too, is experientially a wonderful learning practice.
Yeah, the students love the auction. I think the faculty hate it because it's a lot of work and it's always terrible to have your work up there and be worried about whether it's going to bring in an amount of money that is not embarrassing to you.
A little ego testing.
But the students, I think, it's a party and, you know, the food is great, the music is great, and they love to see all the artwork come together and go up on the wall, and they love just the atmosphere. They love to see people buying art. It kind of affirms what they do. I think for them, it's a great experience to see that exchange in the community between people who are producing art and people who are seeing it and loving it and wanting to bring it home with them.
Who's going to hang the show?
Scott Cook, who is a former student of ours, very, very bright young man, has stepped in. He has the necessary skills to do gallery installation, so he's been helping out with that. I'm the chair of the art auction committee this year, and this is the first time that I've had to do this without having a gallery director by my side. We're hoping it's going to be just a wonderful event. I'm sure it will, and things will go up on the wall, and it's going to happen.
Do you all have a financial goal?
Last year, I believe we raised $8,000, which was the highest amount that I remember from recent years. We did very well last year. We had a great crowd and a lot of really good work. So I'd love to see us bring in as much this year as we did last year.
Anything you'd like to add?
No, I'd just like to invite everyone to come. And, you know, even if you don't actually end up buying something, it is a great event. It's a lot of fun. Of course, we would like you to bring something home for your walls. We're hoping to have a great variety of things to show you. Pottery. We always have a good number of student pots. As I mentioned, the bandsaw boxes will have earrings and rings and other adornment. Lots of prints. We usually get lots of prints. I reached out to alumni this year, and a number of them who are printmakers have promised to send prints, photographs. I will be offering the chance to bid on a portrait again of your choice. So if you have someone you would like to remember, you can bid on that, and I will paint the portrait for you. So that will be offered. Some of the graphic design students, I think, may auction off their services. So if you have a poster or a card or something that you need to be designed, you can bid on a graphic design student designing it for you. So that will be a new thing this year.
Great. Sarah, thank you so much for talking with us about it.
You're very welcome.